News, I'm Ben Thomas. Celebrations today over a deal struck between Israel and Hamas to end the war in Gaza. Palestinians in Deir al-Balah, while Sam Mednick reports Israelis turned out before dawn in Hostages Square in Tel Aviv.
What we know is that 20 of the living hostages will be released in the coming days. The bodies of the others will also be released after that. Israel's cabinet is expected to vote, but there are still a lot of uncertainties about this deal. It's unclear if Hamas will disarm, a key Israeli demand. It's also unclear who will govern Gaza the day after. But this is a major breakthrough after 2 years of war. The families here say they are absolutely elated. They are praising President Trump for pushing this through.
At the White House, President Trump said the hostages should be released early next week.
That'll be a day of joy. I'm going to try and make a trip over. We're going to try and get over there. And we're working on the timing, the exact timing. We're going to go to Egypt, where we'll have a signing, an additional signing. We've already had a signing representing me.
Still, Israeli strikes continued on northern Gaza today, the health ministry reporting at least 11 Palestinians killed. The state of Illinois is urging a judge to order the National Guard to stand down in the Chicago area. The state calls the deployment a constitutional crisis. A Department of Justice lawyer says Chicago's rife with tragic lawlessness. Federal regulators have opened yet another investigation into Tesla's full self-driving technology. This after dozens of incidents in which the cars ran red lights or drove on the wrong side of the road, sometimes crashing into other vehicles. Wall Street's rally took another breather. The S&P shed about 0.3% from its all-time high, the Nasdaq less than 0.1%, while the Dow dropped 243 points, 0.5%. And Tropical Storm Raymond has formed in the eastern Pacific, the third system now off the western coast of Mexico. This is AP News. Another Nobel Prize was announced this morning. Karen Chamas has the winner.
Hungarian writer Laszlo Krasznahorkai has won the Nobel Prize in Literature for his philosophical novels, often written in single sentences. Swedish Academy Secretary Mats Malm described his work as a
compelling and visionary oeuvre.
His work has been praised for its artistic depth. Several of his novels, including his debut, Satan Tango, have been adapted into films. The Nobel judges on Thursday highlighted his ability to see through social fragility while maintaining faith in art's power. The 71-year-old Krasznahorkai is the first Hungarian winner since 2002. He has previously received the Man Booker International Prize and the National Book Award for Translated Literature in the US. I'm Karen Chamas.
The Nobel Peace Prize announced tomorrow morning. There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.